Finally, a free weekend. I feel like I haven't had one of these in forever. I'm so ready to just kick and relax in the sun. And boy, am I glad I don't have to spend this beautiful day on a crowded beach with a bunch of noisy people. It sure is nice to have a whole bird all to myself. Well, I guess I'm not actually by myself, I? I guess the only thing better than relaxing on a yacht far out to sea by yourself is relaxing on a yacht far out to sea with a handsome young boy to accompany you. Speaking of, I'm feeling a little lonely out here on deck. Oh, sweetheart. Where are you? Come on. Don't spend such a nice day below deck. Come enjoy mommy. The sun feels amazing. There you are. You were hiding from me, weren't you? Naughty. Did I smear sunscreen on my chest, or are you just enjoying the view? Oh, calm down. You know I don't mind when you stare. I really can't blame you either. I think I look rather radiant in this two-piece. I wanted to wear as little as I could. You know? Good thing we're not on a beach. Or everyone within a mile would just crowd around me drooling. But you can look all you want. So, how are you enjoying your stay aboard my vessel? I bet you've never been on a boat this nice. Even my wealthy friends are jealous of this one. It makes the yachts look like a life raft. Oh. You know what I'm talking about. It's not so easy to find a sugar baby that's as easy on the ice as you are. Sweetheart, you really are a gem. So gorgeous. And so eager. That's why I took you along for this little trip in the first place. I thought you could use a little getaway. Yeah, the city is nice most of the time, but sometimes you just need to get away from the hustle and bustle. Out here, that's just the sound of the sea. And the sun above your head. It's so relaxing. Don't you think? Well, that. And I just couldn't leave my favorite little sugar baby all alone back on shore. What kind of sugar mummy would that make me? Besides, I really enjoy your company so much. even when you're just relaxing next to me, I could honestly stare at you all day long and never get tired of the view. Oh, you are just so cute. Don't you think it's maybe just a tad, a little too hot out here for that shirt you're wearing, though? I wouldn't want you to overheat out here. Come on, take it off for me. Will you, baby? Oh, don't be shy. There's no one else out here but me. Oh, you know I wouldn't let anyone else see you. That's better. Much better. Just stand there. That is perfect. Sorry, you must be sweltering. How about I pour you a nice cold drink? There you are. Here. Cheers to you and me. That's delicious. Not quite as delicious as you are looking right now, though. What am I thinking? I can't let that beautiful skin of yours get burnt. Come on, lay down here. I'll rub some sunscreen on you. Oh, come on. I'm not letting you do it all by yourself. You do so much for me. It's the least I can do. Please, just lay down. Lay down for me. Oh, you poor thing. You must be so sore from working to please me all day. Let me see this body of yours. There we go. All better now. Turn over for me. You've got to get your chest too. Good. Good. Lucky me. Oh, nothing. That should be good. Let me know when you need me to add another layer. I'll be happy to help you again. Now, if you'd be the sweetest thing that you are, and maybe help me put some on myself, that would be fantastic. Oh, I knew you wouldn't refuse. Not just because you're such an obedient little helper, but because you just can't resist the chance to get your hands on my body. Isn't that right? Oh, you don't have to deny it. It's written all over your face. I'll turn myself over so you can start on my back. Okay. Well, are you just gonna stand there gawking all day? Or are you gonna get to work? I'm kidding. These big, soft hands, they feel incredible on my skin. Come on, don't miss a spot. Make sure you cover everything. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. You like it when I call you that, huh? Oh, you're such a pleaser. Not really with your hands, but with your attitude. But you're such a joy to be around. It's like, it's like having a little puppy. Maybe that's why I found myself wanting to invite you on this little getaway so badly. Honestly, I just can't imagine my life without you. I think if someday I wake up, turned over in bed, and I didn't get to see your gorgeous face right there in front of me, I think I would die of sadness. I can't help it. You just make mommy so happy, you know that? I don't know what I'd do without my favorite sugar baby in the whole world. I hope you won't ever think about leaving me. I know there may be some younger, prettier girls out there who would snap you up in a heartbeat if you put yourself out there. But I appreciate you sticking with an older lady like me. And I'll do whatever I can to make you mine. Whether that be feeding you the most extravagant meals money can buy, or taking you along for trips around the world. I just want you to be happy. Because you deserve to be happy. You do. You're so young and energetic and full of life. I just want to see you smile all the time. And if I can do that, then I'll be happy and satisfied. So, I hope you're enjoying yourself. You're welcome to come along with me on any vacation I go on. In fact, I insist. You be my traveling companion from now on. How's that? Sounds exciting, huh? Well, I think more for me than for you, but putting that aside. Oh, come on. Don't let me down. Who else is gonna put sunscreen on my back? You know, I don't just let anyone touch me like this. Not a distinguished, powerful woman such as myself. Tell me, do you enjoy being my sugar baby? Do you enjoy mommy's company? Oh, that's what I thought. My good boy, the best in the world. Granted, the sight of me in the skimpy bikini right in front of you might be swaying your opinion just a little bit. Or maybe a lot, a bit. You've been spending quite some time on my back now. Are you sure you're not just stalling so you can stare at me? Oh, really? Is that it? I never told you to stop. Fair enough, I suppose. My chest now. Oh, you're quite eager to get your hands on it. Actually, that wouldn't be necessary. I was honestly thinking we could head below deck for a little bit. I'm starting to feel a little peckish. Maybe it's the thought of being out here at sea that's got fish on my mind. In any case, I'm going to need a hand preparing lunch for the I brought along some fish fillets from a trusted client. They were caught this morning. Isn't that great? It's so nice not having to catch them yourself. And then, after we've eaten, I'll come up here for a little nap. In the sun. Maybe then you can put some sunscreen on my chest. So, look forward to that. Although this time I may just take this pesky bikini off entirely. I don't want any tan lights after all. They're annoying. You're free to nap as well. Or, if you want, just enjoy.